Six out of ten universities say they're reviewing honorary degrees conferred on retired Judge Mary Ellen Turple LaFond, after being asked by a group of indigenous women to revoke them following a CBC investigation into her claims of indigenous heritage. The Indigenous Women's Collective said in a statement that the honors should be withdrawn because the former law professor stole the identity and lived experiences of indigenous women. University of Regina, McGill, Brock, Royal Roads, St. Thomas and Mount St. Vincent Universities all say they're looking into the situation, a day after Vancouver Island University announced Turple LaFond had voluntarily returned its honorary doctorate. Responses haven't yet been received from Carleton, Simon Fraser, Thompson Rivers and York Universities. Retired Senator Lillian Dyke is among signatories to the collective statement saying Turple LaFond, the former director of the Indian Residential School History and Dialogue Center at the University of BC, claimed opportunities, recognition and influence that did not rightfully belong to her. Reached by phone, Turple LaFond declined to comment on the calls for her honorary degrees to be revoked or the university's review processes. The former BC representative for children and youth previously told the CBC she didn't question the biological parentage of her father, who she has said was Cree, when she was growing up. Grand Chief Stuart Phillip with the Union of BC Indian Chiefs said Wednesday that the CBC investigation that questioned Turple LaFond's heritage was a witch hunt. The union had responded to the investigation last October by saying Turple LaFond was a fierce and ethical advocate for Indigenous peoples. Questions of Indigenous identity were for Indigenous peoples, families and governments to sort through based on their own laws and customs, the statement said. It is not the role of the media, the Crown, or anyone else to tell us who we are. Phillip declined to comment further when reached by phone. Vancouver Island University announced Tuesday it had accepted Turple LaFond's return of her 2013 honorary degree after the school told her it was under review due to requests from the Women's Collective and members of the school community. That same day, the University of BC issued a statement saying it deeply regrets how it handled the situation. The school's initial response last year said Indigenous identity was not an explicit requirement for Turple LaFond's position at the Indian Residential School History and Dialogue Center. But Tuesday's statement, signed by interim UBC President and Vice Chancellor Deborah Bouchard and Provost and Academic Vice President Gage Averil, says the original comment and the university's silence about its interpretation were seen as constituting support for Turple LaFond. They expressed concern this harmed the Indigenous community at UBC and beyond. We deeply regret the impact of this and promise to do more now, and in the future. The university is reviewing its approaches to the role of Indigenous status and truthfulness in hiring, the statement says. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 18, 2023.